Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 309. This is the show where we talk about Android applications for your listening enjoyment and your phone enjoyment and device and TV and media center and whatever else you have running Android these days. It's all over the friggin' place. Bunch of guys on the show. We bring a bunch of apps. Maybe we talk about something you guys have never heard of before. Let's introduce the co-host and we'll get into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. I hope everything is going well down there in Southern America.
It's going crappy. I mean,
well, cats are better.
Cats are better. Don't pretend like you care. The weather is just miserable down here, but I can't complain because I'm sure it's frigid where you guys are.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Tired. The holidays blew me out. I mean, you know, it's like if I was a car, I would have a flat tire.
I hope you pump up. Eric Ardini is also joining us from DiniMedia.com. What were you going to say about the weather there, sir?
It's actually going to be above freezing tomorrow.
Ooh.
It's been a while.
So lucky.
Yeah. Lucky. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So I can learn how to drive the lawn tractor.
Yeah. We heard you got that Simplicity mower.
Yeah. And I'm looking to buy some real estate. Remember that big old house that's next door to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I might be buying that soon.
Really?
So if you know anybody who wants some old lumber, like from back in 1860, I got some.
Reclaimed lumber. Actually, I might. Really.
Are going to ship it to you?
It will. You come over and knock it down, you can have all you want.
You'll be shocked how much some people will pay for reclaimed lumber.
Right. Especially when like you got like 24 foot long 2x4s mm-hmm. and 4x6s mm-hmm. that you cannot even come close to making these days.
Right.
That's what I've heard, man. Those trees took 100 years to grow. They don't grow in 15 years like they do now.
Huh. Exactly. Interesting. Well, good luck with that, Eric. Sounds pretty exciting, actually. What are you going to do with... I have to ask you, what are you going to do with the land?
Well, that's why I bought the lawnmower.
So you're just going to...
I didn't need it.
So
I didn't need a ride
bought that mower. Property so you could mow the lawn.
Just to mow the lawn.
No, see, do you want me to go into this? I can. So there's an easement. There's an easement on my property that allows...
What is an easement exactly? Okay. I'm sorry, before you continue.
Okay, so that huge house was 4 apartments.
Okay.
And those people who lived in that apartment building there's an easement across my property, which allowed them all to drive their cars through my backyard to get to the parking area of this apartment building. So, I don't want that to happen ever. It's been abandoned.
See about the property.
Yeah. It's been abandoned for 5 years since, I've been here. We've never had any tenants living over there or driving through our backyard.
So you can get it pretty cheap then.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
What is an easement? I don't even know what that is, to be honest.
An easement is an agreement that lets somebody do something on your property.
Yeah. Gotcha.
There's easements right for away. There's easements for the like the water lines, sewer lines, electric. So if they have to work on them, they have the permission to work on them on your property.
Gotcha. So instead of you going out there all mad, pissed off, and they go, "Dude, take it easy." I guess that's where it came from.
Yeah, we're staying in our... Oh, yeah, maybe. I never thought about the name. Yeah, that's true. Hey, take it easy. This is an easement. We're all good. We'll stay in our easement to keep it easy. That's nice, yeah. Well, nice, I'll have to ask the lawyer to see if that's truly where it came from.
And if they don't think so, then they're wrong, probably. All right, let's get into some action here. Actually, you guys have written us some emails and sent us a voicemail, so let's talk about them first because we like hearing what you guys have to say. Christian writes, "Hey guys, I'm still loving the show, but mostly use guys, aka gargantuan Steve Cherubino." See, instead of saying Big Steve, he called me gargantuan. Swing Door Steve McLaughlin. I don't get that one. What's that?
Swinger, probably.
Yeah, that's it.
And last but not least, Eric Twizzlesticks Arduino.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for Taylor Swift, T Wizzle.
Oh, yeah,
T Swizzle. T Swizzle. Yeah.
I don't feel so bad now.
Did you ever see that video that I brought that I mentioned that T Swizzle came from, where she did a rap song?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, she calls herself T-Swizzle in that rap song. It's hilarious.
Really?
I can't remember who she did it with.
Jay-Z? Everybody does raps with Jay-Z.
No, it wasn't with Jay-Z.
Everybody.
All right.
Oh, it's awesome. She's rapping about baking cookies and trying to, how she thinks she's a gangster because she makes caramel delights and stuff.
Wow, I got to hear that.
Oh, yeah, that's good. A ticket.
I respect Taylor Swift. T-Swizzle. He goes, fine, enough eye poking on my account. On to my app pick. Color Note. It's a note-taking app. No surprise there. The power is in the Color Note widget. It lets you have, via its calendar, the correct note for the current day. It took me a while to sort it all out, but now on my home screen, each day displays the relevant notes for the day in question, and I cannot live without it. You can set specific days as a trigger in your widget, but you can also have recurring notes, which I use for ongoing shopping lists and or must-dos. Color Note syncs to Google so it can work across multiple Android devices. It's not perfect, but I've not found anything better for me. Love the show. Regards, Christian, a.k.a. Captain. Yeah, I'm always poking fun at someone, but mostly you guys, because I loves you. Zero.
Captain Zero, in other words.
Exactly.
Wow.
We love you too, Christian.
Hey, and Aaron Bruce in the chat said it was T-Pain that she did the video with.
Okay. It's a T-Swizzle. I get it.
Okay. I just got to say real quick, there's a bunch of these on the market. This one is called Color Note Notepad Notes from the company. Looks like it's called Notes.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of them out there. This one, to be honest, looks like the best combination of, actually looks like it's professional-ish and colorful without being pukingly
tacky.
Colorful. Yeah. Tacky, yeah.
It's on the verge of pastel, isn't it, Dor?
It's getting close.
So does this work with Google Calendar? That's going to be the decider for me.
If you're asking me, I'm going to default no, because if I say yes and you try it and it doesn't, you're going to be mad. Uh-oh. I'm honestly not positive, but I don't believe so.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I installed it and then I'm like, well, this is a lot like something I probably already have on the Galaxy Note, so I didn't end up using it.
Well, he said the power lies in the widget.
The power lies in the widget.
In so many words. I don't want to quote,
yeah, it does show in the screenshots. It's got a nice shopping list right on the guy's wallpaper. Shopping list, to-do list. Just cross them out as you get them. That would be actually having a shopping list on the main screen of your phone. And if you're going through the aisles shopping, and you just cross them out as you go, like an actual piece of paper. That's pretty handy.
This allows you to do that.
It looks like it.
Sweet.
But then I do like the idea of different colors for different days. So if you know you got something that's coming up on Wednesday, you're like, oh yeah, that's yellow.
Right, right.
Right.
I dig it. Do you guys dig it?
I like dig it, but I'm probably going to stick with the stock Galaxy stuff. The to-do lists things, I still haven't even, I don't know. I don't use them for some reason. I'm probably inefficient. Or not, but I need to. That should have been my New Year's resolution. Maybe next year I'll do that.
Yeah, I've learned to do it. I use Google Calendar. I just put them up at the top where the tasks are. That's what I do. It works sometimes for me, sometimes not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of Node apps, but I'm still literally on the app Sean Johnson brought well over 100 shows ago called Extensive Notes. I just like the app. It does everything I need and more. Really simple, easy to use. I use Data Sync and I sync the notes to everywhere that I need it. I'll give this one a fair shake. I can say that.
Yeah, I guess we got to try it. But I do remember hearing about Extensive Notes. I never downloaded it though. All right, cool.
Well, warning, it doesn't connect to anything.
Yeah. That is a warning. Mm-hmm. I need a connection.
I'll be honest.
I know. All right. Thank you for that, Christian. Let's play a voicemail here. Let me see if I got this rigged up, and we should be hearing some noise here in a second. Open with Rocket Player. Not just once, always.
Last child in the chat likes the Samsung calendar, and so do I.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this should be playing.
They thought, last child thought, he said, I may get flamed for this, but I like Samsung calendar. Oh, there you go.
You might get flamed for it, but what?
But last child likes the Samsung calendar. I said, I do too.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, got it working. Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Chuck from Salem, Oregon, and I'm calling about, I'm actually calling with Google Hangouts, and I'm calling over my data connection. I'm tethered off of my Nexus 5, and I'm calling you with the Hangouts app, so I'm using data. So it's easy to use, and it's really simple, and especially if you are on Sprint, you have crappy service a lot of places, you can use your Wi-Fi, which is a really good signal, when you're at home. So thank you, and keep up the good work on the show.
Thanks, Chuck. So he made a phone call from Google Hangouts over data. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gave like half the people when I got this new phone service from T-Mobile, I didn't get my phone number ported. And it took me a couple weeks to literally start to remember my phone number. So it was easier and quicker for me to hit my Google Hangouts and hit my settings and give somebody that phone number. So I have been using it. I will say it takes an extra second for the phone call to connect. Like when the phone's ringing and I hit answer, it takes like an extra second and a half for the phone to connect. The quality is okay. I'm not going to say great, grand, perfect. It's doable. You know?
Well, when in his voicemail, he got quiet a couple of times. I don't know if he moved the phone away from his head or that was just Hangouts flaking out on him.
Yeah. I will say I have figured out this. When someone asks me a question, like if I'm on the phone with the doctor and they say, would Tuesday at 12:30 be good for you? I can't just say yes. I have to build up. I have to talk for like a second and a half to make sure my volume is nice and loud. I say, yes, 2:30 on Tuesday would be a good time. And then they hear me. If I give short answers, they always say, what? You're breaking. Really?
Yeah. I can see that.
It's not cool. They should learn from Skype how to do that right.
You know.
From Microsoft. All right. You on the edge of your seat yet, Dor? All right, next email. This is from Chuck. He says, Rod, hey guys, I had to comment before I listened to any more podcasts. This is from Chuck Litchfield. He says, Dor, I challenge you to use Waze, that's W-A-Z-E for those of you who haven't heard of it, for a week for your navigation. Google bought them a while back. I didn't know that. It takes a little time for the app to learn your routes, and a week may not be enough to get the best effect. But the traffic notices are time-saving and a good frustration avoidance. I'm surprised you were unaware of the capabilities of Hangouts. If you install the Hangouts Dialer app, you can make calls with tablets over Wi-Fi. Okay, he went on to a little bit of a different subject here that wasn't connected to the first thing. But he's basically saying this stuff in reference to episode 304 to 306. And he says, if you install the Hangouts Dialer app, you can make calls with tablets over Wi-Fi. Oh, this is the Chuck who just called us.
Yep.
He says, I'm not sure if you need Google Voice installed to do this, but there is an option in the Hangouts settings to have Hangouts ring for voice calls. I'll leave you a voicemail later to see if it works. In addition to all the great Podnuts programming, the developer guests have been an excellent addition. It's great to hear their point of view. It was also great to hear the new denomination, Cody Cooper, on the Big 300 show. It's better than being called a buck or a quarter or two bits or even a shilling, but that's a British thing, I suppose. Thanks again for another app fix. Chuck from Salem, Oregon, sent from the Inbox app with my battery at 74% on my OnePlus One, just 14 Cody Coopers, while I draw pictures at work.
14 Cody Coopers. Boy, that would be a sight.
By the way, I forgot to mention, Well, first off, thanks for that, Chuck. And thanks for the voicemail, too. We'll get back to what you said in a second. I forgot to mention, if any of you have been submitting things to that Cody contest where he's giving away a game stick, he's going to announce a winner next week. So just hang tight. And he is getting all your stuff, and that will be announced soon. Anything to say about Chuck's email?
I did accept his challenge. I started using Waze the day he sent that message, which I believe was 2 days ago. I will say, firstly, I am utterly upset. It is no shape, way, or form at all integrated with Google Now. It's not at all integrated with voice actions. It's not at all have a Google Now card or anything. So I actually have to stop what I'm doing, go to my app drawer or whatever, launch the app. After launching the app, then I can hit the microphone or type in or set a reoccurring destination like home or work. That soiled me up front ballistically hard. I love the fact that right there on my home screen, bam, I got my navigation ready to go. Or I can just say, okay, Google, navigate to Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Well, the thing is, Waze might not integrate with Google, but I know in Google Maps, they're referring to Waze all the time for different things.
Okay, that's the thing. My next impression is it's a lean forward or lean back experience. Google navigation is a lean back experience. You don't interact with the navigation almost ever unless there's a shorter route or something like that. Waze is much more of a lean in experience where you can report traffic, accidents, cops, whatever. There's a lot more things to do in the app. So,
well put, Dor. The lean in, lean back experience. That's very well put.
Well, and I will say there's certain benefits to it. I felt good the fact that when I came to a complete stop at a place I should not have came to a complete stop, the app asked me, are you experiencing traffic right now? I said, yes. Then it asked me, is it moderate, heavy, or standstill? So I'm able to provide information for those people who enjoy the leaned back experience of Google.
Damn nice of you.
So I see the benefits, the pros and the cons of both of them. I will say I like the graphics, the image, and the colors of Google navigation over the Waze. I didn't get into if there's a theming possibility or not. So I'm going to keep using it for another, 5 days for a full week. It's growing more on me. I will say that.
Okay.
And honestly, don't forget, I'm the guy that used this when it was brand new, when you would have to drive around and collect cupcakes on the road.
I remember you almost drove off a bridge to grab one, didn't you?
Well, it kept, and it's still the very last time I tried this, it told me to take a right turn when I'm on the middle of a bridge, like to the underpass. There ain't no ramp there. This time it did very similar things where it has me on the road, then it has me on the ramp, then it has me on the bridge over top it, then it has me back on my street. But, we can blame my GPS chip in the phone for that and not the app if you want.
I do have to say, Dor, since you talked about Google Maps, I think it was last show, how you use it, you said, I don't use Google Maps when I don't know the way to get somewhere. I use Google Maps when I do know the way to get somewhere because it's like super accurate and it tells you the best way to go depending on the traffic. I've been trying that for the past 2 weeks, and you're right, man. I hate that I implicitly trust whatever it tells me now on navigation.
Yes.
I used to just like try to find the map myself and be like, no way, dude, I'm not taking that road. The road I think is better will get me there much faster. Now, when I do that, I'm wrong almost every time.
Well, see, with me, it was a mixture. Some of the things I thought I was right about, I was right about. Some of the things I thought I was right about, I was a little off about. But, okay.
Me too. It wasn't every time that I was wrong.
Right, but I'll just take it. I'll swallow it. I'll be a man. I like it. Honestly, I don't drive by myself, even to work. And I like the fact that we have an impartial third party helping assist in route taking. And it's not, I say this, she says that. I say this, she says that. Mm. I say this, we go with what she said. But now there's an actual third party interjector.
Does she listen to the third party?
Yep. Doesn't have a choice.
I gotta say, I live in a totally different world. I do use Google Maps when I don't know where I'm going. When I do know where I'm going, it's never, there's no variables except for unless somebody's like fence falls down and cows get across the highway or something. There's no such thing as traffic here. So it's not going to help me that way.
That's so interesting, man. I wonder what it's like to live like that. No traffic.
Come on up.
One of these days I will, Eric. Just pop in and come knocking on your door. All right. Ash writes, hello, Android App Addicts team. There's been a game climbing the Google Play Store top charts called Threes! Exclamation mark. I'm not sure if the exclamation mark's in the actual game or just in what he wrote. Anyway, he says Threes is a simple puzzle game in which you combine numbers. And it's spelled out Threes. It's not just the number. It is identical to the game you brought on episode 191 called 2048, but it is my opinion that Threes is vastly superior. Threes has a better soundtrack, characters, and put plainly, overall more features. The app is currently $199. If you want this addicting puzzle game for free and bare minimum, go with 2048. But if you want a beautiful and superior version, consider the app Threes. It all comes down to the personal opinion, really. Best wishes, Ash Kuhlman, sent from the Samsung Galaxy S3 Mini at 34% battery. Damn, man, get that battery charged.
It's on the edge. Yeah, this is Threes with an exclamation point by Servo LLC, S-I-R-V-O LLC.
Who is it by?
Servo, S-I-R-V.
Okay. Servo.
Not Tom Weird. Servo from MST3000.
Right. And not Sarajevo, the city.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, I'll just say these kind of games I've never installed on my phone. And while I respect you a great deal, Ash, I'm terrified by these kind of apps because they look really simply addictive as heck. So I will pass. But thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm hesitant to put games on my phone.
Yeah. Whatever. Well, no, I'm fine with games on my phone. It's math. I do enough. I'm good.
So you use your adding calculator for that? Like you're sitting right next to your typewriter?
You know, I do have one sitting right next to my scanner, but I never use it. It's got the tape on the top and everything. The girls out front, they use theirs all the time. I'll pull up the calculator on the screen. I personally even if I have to do it twice because the tape wasn't there to recheck, I just like it on the screen. Use my number pad on my keyboard.
Does your keyboard have a calculator button on it to get straight to it?
No, I've got just a regular Microsoft wireless keyboard. That'd be nice though. It's a shortcut right next to my start button though.
Yeah, but this is one press instead of two presses.
Yeah, geez.
Oh no. Oh, you got a shortcut. Okay. Smart man. All right. Let's see what we got here. This is from Todd Evans. He says, hey guys, just wanted to share an app that I can't believe I hadn't shared before. I know I've mentioned it in a couple of posts as the source of an app find. And it's, here, I'll post it somewhere. No, I'm not even in the chat. It's called App Gratis, cool apps for free. App Gratis is a free app of the day, similar to Amazon's. I would have to say that the difference here is I see a greater range of categories being offered by App Gratis. Amazon tends to be game-centric, in my opinion, while AppGratis does post quite a few games. There's also plenty of productivity, tasks, to-dos, and utilities. There are occasionally some apps shared that are free in the Play Store anyway, so on those days, the app is not necessarily giving you anything other than a heads-up. Quite often, there will be freemium giveaways An example would be download the app today and receive 200 coins worth $1.50 or in app play. A number of the daily offerings have been apps that have 100 or fewer downloads. While that's not a category I actively seek out, it's interesting to see what's new and is being actively promoted by a developer. You won't find any really big names on here like Monument Valley or a Bart Bonte game, but you will get a well-rounded offering of apps that you wouldn't necessarily have been exposed to otherwise. Occasionally, there will be an app for sale offered along with the day's free app. All of the sales and dailies expire within 24 hours. No pop-up or splash screen ads and no in-app purchases. Check it out. You might be pleasantly surprised. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Todd Evans.
I installed it, and I think I had it installed a while back. It really rang a bell. I know that if I did have it installed a while back, they've changed their user interface because it's a lot different than what I remember it being. It was odd, and I don't know how this works, but he had mentioned that there was another free game that was on AppGratis that day. I went to my AppGratis app, and my free app was totally different than his.
Really?
Yeah, and it gives you a list of the ones you missed too on this app, and I couldn't even find the one that he was saying in the missed ones for me. So I'm not sure how that works.
That's weird.
Yeah, but it's nice. It gives a nice description, and then at the very bottom you can scroll up and down at the ones like yesterday, and it's been keeping up. And like like 2 days ago is listed there in the ones that I missed, and it's. I'm going to find an app or two off of this thing for sure.
So you're going to keep it, and that you're going to use Amazon Free App of the Day and this.
Correct.
All right. Let us know how they measure up.
I like some of the obscure stuff. So if it's a newer app, I like that.
Cool, man. Good suggestion, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'll say I'm going to download and install it, try it again. But I could have swore either A, they were doing some modification to the app itself. I don't want to say inserting anything, but I think they were doing something to the app. But secondly, when you download and install the app, it's not connected to the App Store, which means you're not going to get updates to it like it is in the App Store. And I think, thank fault, you have to leave AppGratis installed. If you uninstall AppGratis, I'm not sure if the app still works. So I'm going to install it and play with it, see if I'm right about any of those things. But I know I saw this before, and I know I didn't have it on my device for long.
Gotcha. Yeah, that would be interesting to know if they've changed things up. Thanks, Dor. That'll be a good experiment.
Yeah.
Hang on one sec. All right. Sorry about that. All right, well, we didn't get a chance to cover many apps today. We just did the emails. Thank you guys for sending them to us. If you want to send us more, send them to aaa@podnuts.com, or you can send us a voicemail to 7076-PODNUT, if you will, and we'll play it. You have no qualms about that. Did you want to say anything before we end off, Dor?
I want to thank everyone for their support. Quite literally, this past December was a fantastic month for podnuts.com/Amazon. All TuneIn Lube over there in California, thank you. Everyone else who's using it, thank you. You guys ease a lot of pressures, especially when I forget hosting is getting ready to expire and domain name is getting ready to expire for podnuts.com. So you guys helped me a great deal with that.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's record breaking. This year, that month, right? I don't remember it being.
Think.
It was really, really good. It was like $1 million.
A billion.
That's Eric, do you want to say anything to the folks before we end off?
Where's my cut of $1 million?
It's in the mail. Go stand by your mailbox.
We don't get too many voicemails. Give that a shout if you get a chance. We love hearing those.
Yeah, we like them. We do. Thank you, boys and girls. Thank you, Dor and Eric. That's going to be it for Android App Hacks for today. See you next time.